Half this town still talks about what you did to your mother.
What would you have done with Danny?
Mail him a shotgun?
I never harmed my mother, Rainey said hotly. And if I had done such a thing, I'd be in prison where I'd belong, not standing here talking to you. But Charlie had that sly look back on his face. I know, he said with a conspirator's wink. The feds here. You don't want to blow your cover. That's all right. But you don't have to lie to me, babe. I'm telling you, I can see these things, and you're a member of the Cool Kids Club, too. Hell, around here, you're probably the charter member. One last question, Quincy interjected quickly, because the shotgun comment had pushed Rainey to the brink and they all knew it. Did Danny ever mention an online friend to you, someone named No Lava? Computer geek? Yeah, maybe. Danny was always into something. I didn't know how one person could spend so much time staring at a screen. Did you ever see any of the emails? What the hell would I want with them? Danny really liked No Lava. Maybe you were jealous. Look, I've never even heard of this No Lava. And frankly, the name sounds like an impotent dude to me. Danny liked mail, okay? 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I don't remember, he was all excited about someone he'd met online. He was always having to go check his frigging email. That's all I know.
You encouraged him, Rainey said softly. Danny was troubled, and you helped push him over the edge. Now 3 people are dead, and some of that's on your head, Charlie. You're going to have to live with that.
Who gives a fuck? Legally, I'm free as a bird. Now give me my jacket back. As much fun as this has been, I got places to go and people to see.
Sure, Rainey said. She smiled at him. Then she raised the switchblade and sliced the collar clean off his coat.
Charlie shrieked.
Quincy took a shocked step forward.
Rainey retrieved the severed piece of leather. A moment later, she squeezed the long plastic bag of white powder from the collar onto her palm.
Heroin. About 3 ounces of it, which would make a little more than simple possession. Congratulations, Charlie. Legally speaking, your troubles are just beginning.
Goddamn cunt! How dare you! You're no better than me. You're no better than any of us.
Sure I am, Charlie. There are 2 choices for angry people in this world, and only one of them wears a badge.
Charlie shrieked again. Rainey enjoyed loading him into the car.